are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
It's a full PPR mock draft. We're going to let you know who to get, who not to get. It's going down right here.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy.
No doubt. Hey, man, we're here, you know, probably the last mock draft of the season for us. You know, everybody's in their drafts right now. Not everybody started their draft. I think we still got a couple that aren't for a couple more days, but we want to get one more in just to really get down nitty gritty and really see what's going on. We're cutting it real close to the season, so it's crunch time. You know, we got to really get in and pay attention to the numbers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. And guys, hey, if you aren't subscribed to this channel, you need to go ahead and do that because we are so close to giving away our signed Jalen Waddle jersey. It's going to happen right before the season starts. So make sure you're subscribed, like this video, turn the notifications on so that way you know exactly when we're going live so you can get in on that jersey.
No doubt.
But before we get on to this mock draft, we got to hear a quick word from our friends over at Manscaped. Today, we're here with our sponsors for your bouncing bundle of joy. And no, we're not talking about a baby. We're talking about your baby makers. That's right. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. But just like babies, your delicate little guys have sensitive skin and deserve products that are only skin safe, but made with safe ingredients. That's where Manscaped's Platinum Package comes in. From razors to shower care, this package goes above the gold standard for your body hair. So treat your beautiful boys to the world's finest toys at manscaped.com. Use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and you're going to get free shipping, Trey.
Free shipping indeed. And listen, guys, the Platinum Package 4.0 covers all bases from head to toe and hair to ball fro. So if you want your boys protected, make sure you use promo code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping worldwide. Do it.
Yes, sir. Do it indeed. But hey, the guys in the draft are getting antsy as per usual. So we're going to go ahead and get this bad boy rolling, Trey.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm going to randomize it just to throw people off their game. Let's see where we land.
Dun, da, da, da.
Why? I'm always right there in like the 4-5 spot, dude. It's crazy. That's all right, though. Let's get it.
Did you randomize it?
Yeah, I randomized it.
Okay, well, let me reset mine real quick.
All right, I'm going there. In, baby. You're at the 12, just so you know, so you should be
of
good.
Of course I am.
Where you love to be. Okay, guys, we're doing a full PPR mock draft. So we're drafting full PPR type players, okay? So Justin Jefferson goes off, of course, then Jamar Chase, and then dude's on the clock. And oh, now I'm on the clock. Austin Eckler goes great for full PPR, Trey, don't you think?
No doubt. My favorite running back for full PPR. I mean, this dude had 106 receptions last year. He says he thinks he'll get 80 this year. I think he'll get more. He's just being modest. But I'm at the 12 spot here. I don't know if y'all have watched the show, you know I love drafting at the 12 spot because you get to pick basically the sugar on top at the end of everybody takes all the good players, and you got to find the diamonds in the rough out there. But when you make a great team out of it, it goes to show how great of a fantasy player you are. That's why I like it. Drafting from the 12 spot, I want to win, and I want to prove that just because I'm at the end don't make a difference.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And taking a look at the big board here, they're going fast, man. We got some guys who know what they're doing, some guys that have probably been mocking for a while here because I mean, look at it. We got Austin Eckler. I took Christian McCaffrey. I don't think I have been able to take Christian McCaffrey in not one draft that I've done. So I'm happy to have the guy. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt. Right there at the four spot. I like that. And then Travis Kelce goes at the five. He's moving higher and higher up in drafts. I did a draft earlier this week. He went at the 101. Which, you know, people are saying is okay, you know. I mean, this dude, especially in PPR, he's obviously going to get the targets. He's going to do his thing. But he's the tight end. I mean, last year I think he had, 30-point difference between him and the second tight end? I mean, he wins on his own at the tight end position.
He does, buddy, and you are on the clock. You're on the clock. Look at, dude, this year has been insane for wide receivers, man. Wide receivers just going off the board nonstop. But I like seeing Bijan going off at the 1-6 there. And Tyreek, who I also think is a target monster, is going to do great for PPR, buddy. And why don't you explain what you did there?
So I went here at the 112 and the 2-1. I went Nick Chubb and Derrick Henry. Now, they aren't the best for PPR, but these are solid running backs that are going to put up points. PPR is not the only way to get points in a PPR league. And also with Kareem Hunt gone, Nick Chubb's PPR should go up. He should get a lot more targets. So I'm not mad at that. These are just two workhorse monsters that are going to solidify the base of my team. Every time I'm in the 12 spot, it's hard to pass on these guys. They're just two heavy load, you know, full down, yep, four down backs that are going to put up points because they're going to get the snaps.
I agree. And that's something I think people should understand. Like, just because it is full PPR doesn't mean that these guys that, you know, aren't, you know, just like target monsters can't help your team, because they definitely can. You just see a lot of people just aiming straight for that type of stuff, you know?
Yeah, and like I say, when you're drafting at the 12 spot, you kind of have to go against the grain here. You know, everybody's looking at receivers. People are grabbing a bunch of running backs that are getting a lot of targets, you know, but you can get these workhorse backs that are going to be four down backs that are going to be on the field constantly, and they're going to get receptions. I mean, Henry and Nick Chubb both do, but they're also going to get a lot of yards on the ground and a lot of touchdowns because they're monsters.
Absolutely. And we got a guy playing games in the draft, man. And we've done good this year, though. I mean, we haven't had a lot of people doing that to us this year. But Jake Haener, quarterback for New Orleans. Do you have any idea who that is?
Yeah, actually, he's the backup quarterback behind Jameis Winston, third string.
So third string quarterback. Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Good start.
Crazy. I don't know, man, if we're going to – yeah, y'all could have told us it was randomized, they're saying in the sorry, buddy. Hey, I want to shout out my guy Big Z over there and Coach Hugh Jackson, having our back in these mock drafts we've been doing. They've had our back, just saying like, hey, chill out, it's coming, you know, they're coming, guys, don't worry. I just want to shout you guys out for sure.
Definitely. And Coach Hugh Jackson going triple receiver on the front end. You know, a lot of people are doing that, man, that zero RB look with some Justin Jefferson, Devonta Smith, and T. Higgins, you know, because some of these running backs that are falling in these rounds, I don't blame them. I mean, you can still – it can come back to Coach Hugh Jackson. He can still get an Aaron Jones and Joe Mixon kind of look and be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, man, I'm going running back heavy. Go figure, right? I'm going running back heavy in this piece, man. I got me some Christian McCaffrey. I got Josh Jacobs. I got Ramondre. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. I mean, you're stacked at running back. Now you just got to make sure you can weed out the receivers that are out there, the diamonds in the rough, you know, like we like to do.
Yes, sir. I'm pretty good. I like to you know, say that I usually am pretty good at getting those diamonds in the rough that are on the draft boards, but this full PPR, man, them really good receivers have come off the board already.
Yeah, nope. And then
what's up, guys? Holler, Job over there.
What up, Joe?
He's in this draft with us, man. I'm so glad we got that guy on some drafts with us, man. Finally.
Definitely. I was going to say Josh Allen goes before Jalen Hurts. I've seen that more and more. I guess people are just thinking Jalen Hurts is going to decline this year. And I agree. But I do still think that he is going to be very fantasy relevant, and his decline is not going to affect his performance on fantasy.
For sure. And hey, the guy took Jake Haener and then he took Jonathan Taylor. So maybe he's going to right the ship here, huh?
It's very possible.
Fingers crossed, buddy. Fingers crossed. All right. So what do you think, buddy? Full PPR, what is your strategy like usually? I mean, I know you're more of the wide receiver type guy, but what are you doing here usually?
Look, man, I am just looking at, you know, obviously you want to get receivers that are going to get a lot of targets. That'll help. But at the same time, you don't want to blast your entire team with just people that are going to get a lot of targets, because like I said, PPR is just one little part of the scoring that goes into it. You know, a good receiver is going to get receptions and they're going to get points for PPR. Now, does it help on especially those later receivers that are going to be a lot of those first down kind of guys and the slants and stuff like that? Sure. But at the same time, you got to grab the best guy on the board regardless of what's going on. And you just it honestly is just like a little icing on the cake. And it's really, to me, is a decision maker. When I've got two guys and I'm looking at them and I'm torn between them, I'm like, well, it's PPR. Who's going to get more receptions? And that's kind of how I make the choice in that. But other than that, I don't focus too hard on the idea of full PPR. You don't want to think too hard about things, because then you'll end up messing yourself up in the long run.
And I think that's also because we actually play a lot of full PPR anyways. So, you know, we're kind of in there already with all that, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Let's see, buddy. I'm on the clock here. Hey, real quick, Job says, did y'all see the report an hour ago that the Eagles are heavily pursuing JT?
Yeah, man, the Eagles want to win a Super Bowl, and I think that's how they do it. You know, I know they got a stacked running back core right now, but who's to say they don't add another one?
Oh, my God, I'm going to hate that, bro. I got quite a few Swift shares that are going to not like that one, if you know what I mean.
Well, I really think Swift is going to be that that receiving back for this team. I don't think he's going to be a lot of the rushing yards for this team, but that receiving back, especially in like a PPR-type format, is still going to be valuable for your team. And like I say, you know, Swift isn't going any early, you know what I mean, very early in these drafts, so it's not going to kill you if he doesn't just outperform.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. I'm on the clock, buddy. I'm looking, man. I really need some wide receivers, man. I'm thinking about grabbing a quarterback. There's still a guy there that I like, but if he's not there on the way back, I wouldn't be too upset. I'm thinking Jerry Jeudy, man. I like the way Russell Wilson looked in preseason, man. And I think Jerry Jeudy's going to get some work, buddy. He's kind of being slept on too.
Yeah, you know, and people are constantly talking up Courtland Sutton. And I mean, if you look at last year, Courtland Sutton was the guy in the preseason. But when it come crunch time and when it come time to game time, Jerry Jeudy was the man who held it together for the team. I know Courtland Sutton got hurt, but even when he was on the field, he didn't look great. Jerry Jeudy obviously was more volatile. Courtland Sutton had more of the quick little catches, but Jerry Jeudy had the 60-yard touchdown bombs. And when I want to win a fantasy football league, that's what I grab.
Well, here's the thing, man. Yeah, Jerry Jeudy did hold that just terrible mess that was last season down best he could. But now that Sean Payton's in there, man, Russ looked like he was rejuvenated, baby. Russ looked good, and he looked like the old Russ, to be honestly, like he was cooking a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and what Sean Payton came out and said that it was all about the coaching last year, and it was the worst coaching season he's ever seen in his life.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, went in on him, bro. Went in on him, man. I mean, that's just he was just in like a super professional world too. So it surprises me that he was like willing to take a shot at another coach like that. But here's what I'm thinking. Like, he got in the room, like the coach's room, and he's looking around at everything and just the way everything was when he got there. He's like, bro, this dude doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, it was his first year being a coach, you know, give him a break.
Definitely. Exactly.
But that being said, it was a dumpster fire.
Yeah, and you know, this is what I had to say about it, is I'm like, you know, I really think that Hackett went there for Aaron Rodgers, and that was the plan. You know, that was the whole setup, the whole scheme, and then the plan didn't work out. And I think that Nathaniel Hackett wasn't even aware of the plan not working out. The Broncos did what they do, and they got Russell Wilson because they couldn't pull the trigger on Aaron, and Nathaniel Hackett wasn't really happy about it.
I agree.
You know, he didn't want to work with Russell Wilson. He wanted to work with Aaron Rodgers, and so the season reflected that. You know, attitude reflect leadership.
Yeah. We got some Daniel says, dang, I wanted to mock. Yes, sir, buddy. Hey, I would say maybe next time, but this might be the last one, buddy. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say that, but send me a, you know, friend request on Sleeper, man. We'll see what we can do about getting you in on, I don't know. We'll figure it out, buddy. We have fun over here. And then we got, who's the best team
on the clock,
board,
buddy,
right now, Trey?
Looking at the board here, I have to say my team's pretty solid. I do like, let's see.
Best team on the board.
You know what? These teams are looking pretty even. I do like Big Milk's team with Austin Eckler, Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley, TJ Hawkinson, Trevor Lawrence. Michael Pittman, I feel like might be a little early. I'm worried about him. Although now that JT might be leaving, it might benefit Michael Pittman quite a bit. And I also really like team two. I think that might be a auto draft team, but it's Jamar Chase, Olave, Gibbs, Kenneth Walker, DJ Moore, and Deontay Johnson. Throw Kyle Pitts out the window. But other than that, I really like that team two team.
Yeah, not bad. If I had to say, man, Big Z's team is pretty legit, bro. Take a look at that, man. Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown, Keenan Allen, Travis Etienne, Justin Herbert with the stack for Keenan Allen.
Right, Cam Akers
coming in, man. I do like that. Just because it's a kind of team that I'd be too afraid to draft any other day.
Yeah, and that's one of those teams, man, that's just, you know, no bright and shiny new toys, but just solid fantasy output, which is not a bad way to go about your draft. It's not as fun, I think, when you're not rooting for rookies and stuff. But if you want to win, sometimes you just go with the old heads and ride them out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chatu, I hope I'm saying that right. He's the one who said who's the best team on the board right now. And I'm looking at his team. He's got Saquon, Amon-Ra, Mark Andrews, Joe Mixon, James Conner. He grabbed Justin Fields, who's the quarterback I was hoping would make it back to me. But his team's not looking bad either, bro.
No, definitely. I mean, the Saquon Amon-Ra, that's the kind of start I love.
I know it is, buddy. I know it is. And then Job popping in. I'm kind of feeling my draft. Take a look at Job's draft over there. What's he got going on? Tyreek, Devontae, Jalen Hurts. Oof. Aaron Jones, George Kittle, Godwin, Javonta Williams. I don't know, bro. That one's looking pretty good. He's on the clock. That's what's going on over here. Your team's looking good too. Your team is looking like a my sort of team, man. I love that you've been going running back heavy lately, buddy. It gives me a warm feeling in my stomach.
In a lot of my drafts, I'm ending up in at the very end, whether the 11th or 12th spot or however you figure it. And a lot of these receivers, this year is the first year that, you know, it's a lot of receiver heavy in the first round. And when you've got that last pick, you got to go against the grain. You got to go away from what everybody else is doing. All these top wide receivers are coming off. It's leaving running backs to fill up. And when you're at that 12th spot, you got to take the position that's not going and stack it up, so that way you can have an advantage versus everyone else advantage in a different position.
Absolutely, buddy. And I think that's a big thing that people could take away, is that when you're in the 12 spot like that, or the one, you know, you do get that first good pick. But it comes back to you like way later. Anyways, it's about playing the board, I think, in a lot of those instances. So that's really smart right there.
Exactly. Exactly. Looking at the board here, let's see. I go my last two picks. I got me some Jordan Addison and Brandon Cooks. You know, Jordan Addison, I've been liking him a lot more lately, you know, knowing how Justin Jefferson's going to get doubled on this team. And he's looking really good in the preseason. You know, I've got I would be normally going with Burks here. You know, he's injured right now. And so, you know, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a thing, but it just worries me, man. He's had a couple injuries already in the NFL. And so it does worry me a little bit. And when he's right there next to Jordan Addison, I've been leaning Jordan Addison a little bit more. And then I grabbed me some Brandon Cooks, who I think is just major value at wide receiver in the eighth round.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to take this chance to ask you guys to please hit that like button for us, subscribe to the channel if you are not already. That helps us out so much. We work hard over here at Fourth and Flex, man, and we just like our hard work to be appreciated, man. So hit that thumbs up for us, guys. And like I said earlier, you know, hang in there with us, because we're giving away a signed Jalen Waddle jersey, which you can win if you are a subscriber and you are right there on the show, where all you got to do is comment. We put your name on a big board and we throw you in there, baby. And we were giving them out all last year, and it's time to give them out again this year, baby.
Definitely, definitely. We just gave a bunch away at the expo that we went to. We've got Jalen Waddle signed, ready to go. Beckett authentication. We're going to do our first, before the season starts, our video there. We're going to give it away. All you got to do is be subscribed and be in the comments with us. We're going to throw you on the wheel and give it a spin. But one thing I wanted to say here, and I kind of lost my train of thought while you were talking about that.
Uh-oh.
Dang. Oh, yes. It's Dalvin Cook. It's actually crazy to me that before he had a team, he was going higher than he's going now with a team, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Now, like in this draft, he fell to the 7-5, but he was going in the 5th and 6th round without a team. I actually just got him in a league in the 10th round, which I think is major value, even if he's splitting work.
Well, and you know why? It's because, you know, him splitting work with Breece Hall, man, has got people scared. You know, I mean, and we've seen running backs completely perform and still do great while being, a part two of that connection there. But it's just scaring people, man. Like, but, and I get it. And, but you know what? Maybe this is the best thing for Dalvin Cook. You know what I mean? Like, maybe him not being the go-to guy in there all the time is the best way to get the best Dalvin Cook you can get, you know, and maybe give him a little competition too, you know?
No doubt. No doubt. Give him something to work on and give him some room to breathe, man, you know, because they were loading him up and making him a workhorse. And that's what he missed, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 games a year, every year, but he still was, top running back for fantasy, even with the missing. So, you know, maybe now that he's on a team where he can really, they can use him the right way, it opens him up to go crazy on the field.
For sure, buddy. And do you want to give your Jerick McKinnon take yet again in the 10th round?
Might as well. I have literally picked Jerick McKinnon. I think I have more shares of Jerick McKinnon in my drafts than any other player in the league. I just love the value in the 10th round. I mean, you can get him super late. This dude has been a monster for Kansas City. He's going to continue to be a monster. I don't know why people are sleeping on him. No, he's not going to be this, you know, four down back type of running back. He doesn't even got to run it because the dude gets receptions, even especially in PPR formats. Jerick McKinnon is going to be a target monster for this team. They don't really have a great wide receiver core in Kansas City compared to a lot of these other teams. So they got to kind of play around with it, like Jerick McKinnon and Travis Kelce being, you know, some great targets out there on the field. And I really think this dude's going to produce for fantasy.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Looking at A-Chain, man, A-Chain's looking back at me, baby. And I'm trying hard, so hard not to push that button. but I think I'm going to grab Damian Harris, man. I think Damian Harris is going to have a little role, carve him a role over there in Buffalo. I think he's going to probably have a lot of touchdowns this season, man. So I think, that might be the right call there. Khalil Herbert goes at the 9-3, man. And man, I'm telling you, dude, Khalil Herbert could be a league winner, man. This guy has been awesome for so long. They got rid of David Montgomery for a reason because they knew that they had a guy in Khalil Herbert, man. And I think you're missing out if you're not getting him in the later rounds.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I've got a lot of shares of Khalil Herbert myself. And like I said, these running backs that are falling so far in the late round that are going to put up value for fantasy. I mean, it's clear. But, you know, there's just people are sleeping on them, man. And, you know, another guy that I grabbed up that I've got in a couple other leagues is Alvin Kamara. You know, with the 3-game suspension, this dude is falling in drafts. And I'm like, I'm grabbing these two solid running backs at the start of most of my drafts. And then I'm getting Alvin Kamara as my third running back. And then I'm grabbing a guy that I know I can put in for the first 3 weeks until Alvin Kamara comes in and might be an RB1 type material for fantasy. I mean, I really see him taking off this year.
Yeah, bro. Did you see the preseason game, him and Derek Carr, man? It looks like they already have the connection. I think Derek Carr sees what Drew Brees saw in Alvin Kamara. And that is a guy that's always is your safety blanket whenever the play starts to break down and things start getting tough. Hey, there's Kamara. Throw him the ball. He'll make something happen. And I think we're going to see a big resurgence in Alvin Kamara this year. And I'm so excited, buddy.
No doubt. And speaking of safety blankets, if I forget to draft a tight end and I get too focused on my wide receivers and running backs, easy enough just to grab Dalton Schultz there in the 9th round. This dude is going to be a safety blanket for CJ Stroud. Dalton Schultz is the guy that can catch the ball in short yardage. He's going to be a PPR machine. And he's that tight end that you can get and not really care about because it's so late in the drafts. You know, if Dalton Schultz doesn't somehow produce, I can easily drop him and it won't kill me because I got him in the 9th round. But if you get a guy like, I don't know, say Kyle Pitts in the 6th round and he doesn't produce, you wasted that draft pick.
You hate that guy so much. Job says high risk and high reward with Javonte and Thomas. What do you think?
No doubt, no doubt. Javonte Williams, you know, it is high risk. That's why I'm kind of leaning more towards grabbing P. Ryan in the later rounds, as a hope that it doesn't work out with Javonte. But I mean, this dude's a monster, and if he does come back from that injury fully recovered, then he's going to be high reward.
Absolutely, absolutely. And but we don't see that happen a lot. It was like 10 months. He coming back after 10 months of, you know, rehabilitation, all that good stuff, man. A lot of times that first year back, these guys are, you know, not at their full potential. And, you know, Javonte did look good, what I did see of him. But I just, me personally, he's just not somebody that I don't think I've drafted in any of my millions of drafts that I've done.
Michael Thomas is definitely one of those late round receivers, though, because I like to go, you know, heavy in my other positions first. Michael Thomas is that guy that I'm looking at for my depth and receiver, because the odds of one of the guys I grab early not working out is not too high. But if it does happen and Michael Thomas does go off, I just easily replace them. And I've got like a, you know, a round one or two type receiver in the, you got him in the eighth. So.
Yeah. No, I've actually got quite a few shares of Michael Thomas going on over there. Hey, guys, if you got a question about your teams that you have drafted, any fantasy football related question, the season is right around the corner. Throw it in the comments, guys. We'll help you out, man. We'll answer any questions. We'll have fun, man. Yeah, appreciate it. No, I grabbed Tyler Higbee. I waited to the 12th round to get a tight end. But I grabbed Tyler Higbee. I think he's kind of being, you know, super underrated. Matthew Stafford is another one that's being underrated for sure. Matthew Stafford, Super Bowl winning quarterback. You know, he is a guy. And I think he's going to do more than people realize, Trey.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, Tyler Higbee is one of those guys that, you know, he had a rough year last year, but that was because Cooper Kupp wasn't on the field. And everybody knows that Matthew Stafford throws to Cooper Kupp and second to Tyler Higbee. So they just started covering him like crazy, and he struggled. Now that Cooper Kupp's back, it's going to open up more space for Higbee, and I think he'll have a better year.
For sure, for sure. And like I said, man, Derek Carr, I think, is going to be a good safety blanket for me. I grabbed Tua, you know, just to as my quarterback in the eighth round. I like Tua. I like what he's doing, you know. But, you know, we all know that there are concerns with injury when talking about Tua. So just in case, I grab me some Derek Carr, who, you know, who knows, could be outscoring Tua anyways, and I might just have to throw him in anyways, you know.
No doubt, no doubt. I do like the Derek Carr as the backup. I've almost every year I've gotten Derek Carr as my backup or my second in a super flex. I have no problem with that again this year.
Yeah, dude. You see the pictures of Derek Carr? Dude is freaking beefed up, dude. Beefed up, looking good. I think he, you know, I think he's got something to prove, man. Like he always has been a hardworking quarterback, you know, and I think he's going to prove that this year, man.
Bowed down in Louisiana.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So we're into the last two rounds here. So it's a kicker and defense time, Trey. A lot of people don't even play kicker and defense anymore. We have done our best to try to keep this thing alive. Kickers are people too, and we're trying to you know, support them.
Kickers' lives matter.
That's right, baby. Hey, I'm ready for some punters. Let's throw some punters in here.
No, let's do it, man. I ain't messed up about it whatsoever.
I'm just kidding. I don't want no punter, bro.
I want water boys in here.
Water boys, jeez.
God. How fast was he onto the field with the six pack of water?
A whole nother level right there, baby. Chatu says, I have to get going, but live stream with the draft was hype. Good luck, boys. Good luck. Thank you, buddy. Don't forget to hit that like button on the way out and subscribe. Turn the notification bell on, buddy, so you can get in on the Jalen Waddle signed jersey that we're giving away. Heck yeah. Trey, when you're looking at defenses, baby, what do you think, buddy? What are you thinking about defenses for those people who still play them?
Man, you know, I'm one of those guys that I stream my defense pretty often. But at the start of the season, when I don't know who to grab, you know, I'm either going to look at the matchups in week one, or I'm just going to go with a safe bet in someone like the Patriots or the Niners or the Cowboys. You know, one of those three kind of teams is the kind of team I'm looking for the first couple weeks.
For sure, man. And we're coming to an end at the end of this draft, and we have a question, Trey. Mohammed says, super flex redraft. Haven't drafted yet, but we are trading picks pre-draft. Would you guys trade your 409 and 504 for the 202 and a 12 team?
Let's see. So he's drafting from the four spot. And he's going to trade with the 201.
So he's not going to have a fourth or a fifth round pick, right?
Exactly.
But he gets the 202.
Right.
I don't know, man. You could find value there. I mean, you're going to have a second round pick anyways, right?
I think you keep what you got.
I do too.
Honestly, unless you want to do something, you know, you got to kind of risk it here, but there's something you could do with that is you could get, because it's super flex. So never mind. I was going to say, if it was not super flex, you could take like a Travis Kelce at the four and then take a Mahomes at the 202.
Yeah.
But it's super flex. So I think you just stick with what you got, especially super flex. You got the quarterback in the start. And then all these other guys are going to fall rounds. Unless you want to double stack up on some heavy QB, I don't even know if it'd be worth it. I think I would just keep with what I have.
I think I would too, but how nice would it be to have the 202 and the two picks right there in the second round? That would be nice.
And then lose your fourth and fifth round.
I know. Then you're gonna lose. There's gonna be a lot going by there.
I think I would stick.
I feel like I would have to too, actually, you know what? But it's tempting. It's so tempting.
Yeah, maybe like 5, 6.
What'd you say, buddy? You cut out. Yeah, we can't hear you, buddy. That's all right. yeah, you sound like a robot. You sound like a robot. Maybe, hopefully it's not just me, but the draft has ended. The draft has ended. Let's take a look at the big board here. Trey, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Oh, a little. I can hear you, yes. You're cutting out and all that fun stuff. It's fine. I'm here. Your boy's here. Trey, if you can hear, talk, and I'll let you know if I can hear you. But let's pull up the big board here. We're just going to kind of go through some of these drafts here, man. Some great stuff. Coach Hugh Jackson, who may or may not be the real Coach Hugh Jackson, just saying, because he literally sent me a screenshot of his face, okay? And it was freaking Hugh Jackson. Look like Hugh Jackson took a snapshot of his face, bro. No lie. Anyway, but we're going to kind of go through, grade some of these drafts here and check things out. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ed.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, well, you don't sound good still, so... Still sound pretty bad. Anyway, let's get into it. Let's get into this here draft here. Justin Jefferson, Devonta Smith. We got T. Higgins going wide receiver heavy, which I love. Miles Sanders, Damian Pierce for the running backs. Got him some value in the fourth and fifth, bro. Still picked up Damian Pierce after getting three wide receivers right there off the rip. Miles Sanders, I think, is going to be really good this year. He's going to be the guy who, if you got a guy that is going to definitely be the guy and get the work, okay? I love Miles Sanders in that spot there. Damian Pierce in the fifth. Of course, I love your wide receivers, Coach Hugh Jackson. This guy's good, man. He always drafts a solid team. I love your wide receivers. I'm not crazy about Deshaun Watson, but the thing about Deshaun last year, it seems like the pace of the game, it took him a little while to get that back. And, maybe with some more offseason, the speed of the game is he's kind of going to get it back. But, he could be a good quarterback. But I just don't feel like I'm willing to risk it on him. I get it if he falls to you and you feel like you have to. But, I'm not willing to risk it on him. But I love this team. I love this team. And Njoku, who's being underrated. You got the stack with Deshaun and Njoku. Good stuff. I mean, you got Justin Jefferson. It's hard to give this team anything other. I mean, I like this team a lot. You got value with the running backs. You got your wide receivers here. I got to go with a B+. I mean, almost an A, bro. This team is great. I really like this team. Coach Hugh Jackson, as always, drafting a great team. And Eric has a question. Thoughts on my team? Went a little overboard with the 0 RB. Eric, where you at, buddy? Which team are you? Oh, you're out here at the end. We're going to get to you. We are going to get to you, my friend. Going to get to you. But let's go over here to team two. Team two, see what they got going on. Jamar Chase, Chris Olave, got the Jahmyr Gibbs, who I love. It is Jahmyr Gibbs season. Remember I said that. I mean, everybody's probably saying that, but I love me some Jahmyr Gibbs, man. Love it. Kenneth Walker, he's back on the field. He's back from practice. He's doing things. I like it. Got DJ Moore, who's going to be great. I mean, we saw him in preseason doing big things. If he could continue that throughout the season and stay healthy, dude's going to be a monster, bro. A monster. Okay. Let's see. Dak Prescott is your quarterback in the eighth round. I mean, Dak Prescott has been falling in all the drafts. So many people just kind of skip this guy up. But, I mean, it's Dak. He's going to get points. That offense is usually banging. They got a different McCarthy there as the offensive coordinator. Maybe kind of scares me because he's a little old school. He likes to run the ball. Great for Tony Pollard owners, as I might just go ahead and throw that out there. Yeah, I like it. There's some value here. Gibbs, Walker at the three and the four spot. Jamar Chase, you know, there's a lot of people saying there's going to be a resurgence for Jamar Chase. Last year, he wasn't in the top 10 of wide receivers. He's going in the first round in almost every PPR draft I've been in. So that's interesting. If I got to grade this team, just because there's kind of a little question, Jahmyr Gibbs is a rookie. I think he's going to be great, but hey, he may not be. Who knows? And if not, then what? You got Kenneth Walker and Penny. You're going to do a little waiver wire work. You got Mostert down there who might be the guy. I mean, they're probably going to split like they always do with Mostert, but he might be the guy. So if I have to grade this team, I'm going to go with a C+. I'll go with a C+ on this team here, man. I like it. There's value, but running backs are kind of my thing. And then just the running back stuff here kind of scares me a little bit. So I'm going to go with the C+. With some waiver wire work, this could be a playoff team for sure. For sure. Let's go to the next team, baby. We got Big Milk 1. Big Milk 1. Hey, before I get to Big Milk's team, guys, I'm going to remind you again, please do your boy a favor. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel if you're not already. We're giving away, just giving it to someone, a signed Jalen Waddle jersey, baby. I mean, all you got to do is be a subscriber. I mean, that's free. Okay. And then you just got to comment on the video that we play up here, and we're going to put your name on a big wheel, and somebody is getting this jersey. So it might as well be you. Subscribe to the channel and like this video. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But let's get to Big Milk's team here. Full PPR, got the Eckler, got the Beast, Tony Pollard, who I just talked about. Tony Pollard's going to get work for sure, man. And you know he's going to get some passes too. He's going to go out in the flat, be that blanket for Dak. I like it. Calvin Ridley. Okay. I like Calvin Ridley. Okay. Calvin Ridley. You know, I have questions about Calvin Ridley. Okay. It's not even because he was out of football. I think for full PPR, that might be a great grab though, now that I'm thinking about it, because listen here, Calvin Ridley is the master of 13 yarding you to death. Go out 13 yards, walk it, jump out of bounds, go out 12 yards, get out of bounds. I like it. Ridley would be great for full PPR. Hawkinson, a beast. I love it. Trevor Lawrence is going to be awesome, I think. And you got the stack with Calvin Ridley. Okay. I don't hate it at all. At all. Derek says, doing my draft this Saturday. I'm excited. Bro, I've been slow drafting for like 4 months. No, not 4 months. For like 4 weeks now, man. It's been great, man. And I got drafts freaking like almost every day, man. It's insane, bro. I've probably overdone it. And I'm probably in too many leagues, man. But, hey, what are you going to do, baby? I mean, I'm going to be watching games, and it's going to be like every game I'll have 3 or 4 people. I'll be rooting for guys and not rooting for guys. Y'all know how that game goes. Anyways, let's get back to old Big Milk over here. Let's take a look at the board. So the running backs I love, Pollard, Eckler, Khalil Herbert, who I was talking about during the draft. Khalil Herbert could be a league winner. I'm telling you, this guy is a monster. There's a reason they got rid of Montgomery, and Herbert's the guy, bro. I love that pick. I like you grabbed Richardson, man. You got Lawrence to be your guy, but you know, Richardson, maybe this guy becomes a monster and you got him for value in the 10th round. I love that. I love that. The wide receivers, Ridley, Pittman, and Smith and Jigba, Quentin Johnston. The wide receivers are just a tad weak for my taste. But the running backs, I think, are going to be so good here. It's going to help you a lot. If I got to put a grade on this team, and then look at Dulcich down there, just in case, you know, Russell Wilson and them get it together. Dulcich down there. So I got to put a grade on this bad boy. I'm going to go with a B minus. A B minus, because I like a lot of the things that are done here. I really do. And who knows? Pity City. Let's see. And Jigba could be a monster, and this team could be amazing and definitely a playoff team. So I like it. I like it. Trey, are you there, buddy? Can you hear me? Is your stuff working yet? No? Nothing? All right. We're going to keep going then. I see you smiling down there, buddy. All right. We'll go to the next team. Man, I got to grade my own team. Where's my boy when I need him? That's all right, buddy. Okay, I love this team. This is an A-plus team. I love what they did with everything. I mean, this guy knows his stuff. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I like it. Trey's showing me. I can see down there. He's saying that my team is a B-plus team. Let's see what he's talking about here with this B-plus. Hey, you need to do that for all the teams, okay? You need to write down the guy there for me. I appreciate it. So I got Christian McCaffrey, Josh Jacobs, Ramondre Stevenson. Bro, tell me that's not a dirty, dirty running back room, okay? And then I got Tank Bigsby down there just hanging out, just saying. Okay, my wide receivers, D-Hop, Jerry Jeudy, Christian Kirk, Mike Evans. I got Zay Flowers, who we saw in preseason do big things. I like it. Tua. Yeah. A little? No, that's good. I can hear you.
I think I was muted.
You were muted there for a minute, but that wasn't what was going on. Hey, okay. Welcome back to the show, Mr.
Welcome back.
He is back. All right, buddy. Perfect timing. Okay,
look, we got it all laid out, ready to go.
Let's see what you got. Okay. Oh, he had it. He had you guys. He had you down. That's all right. Hey, that's all right. So I'm going to pull up the board, buddy. Take a look at my team and tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like.
So obviously I love your running backs. I mean, sounds like Josh Jacobs is going to get in line and get with the program. So I like him as your RB2. Your receivers are guys that I like. You know, Tua, you got him down there in the eighth round, but single quarterback, I like grabbing my quarterback a little bit later, unless I can get some value. It's really hard for me to pass on some of these guys, but, you know, the first three rounds is just, I don't really look at quarterback yet. It's just a little too hot for my taste in a single QB. But I like a couple that you got Tank Bigsby, Damian Harris, got some Derek Carr as backup. I like how you went all running back, all receiver, and then a little bit of depth. You know, because right? It works out sometimes. You know, I have ones where I go back and forth, and then I have ones where I stack and stack. But I like all the guys you got. I mean, I don't see any problems or holes too much at all, you know.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Still giving it a B-plus only, huh? Why is the B-plus? Just wondering why it's not an A-plus, you know.
Well, just because of the question marks and you know, with Ramondre Stevenson and Zeke being there, that scares me a little bit. You know, Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton battle scares me just a little bit. Christian Kirk and Ridley battle scares me just a little bit. And Godwin and Evans, it's just, you know, every one of them's kind of got a battle for the spot. It's not a set in stone that they're going to be the best one on the team. That's the only thing that maybe give you a B-plus.
Listen, bro, if you're scared, go to church, my friend, because this is fantasy football. We don't Preach. Play games here. No, this is literally a game that we're playing, but I love it. I like it. I like the B-plus, buddy. Let's move on to the next team, though. Let's see what we got. Go ahead. I mean, I've been talking a lot, man. I'm going to give you a little spotlight here, baby. Go for it.
All right, let's see here. And then we got Team 5 here coming up next. We got Travis Kelce, Jake Hohner, Jonathan Taylor, Debo Samuel, J.K. Dobbins, Rashad White, Dalvin Cook, Kadarius Toney, Evan Ingram, Aaron Rodgers, A-Chain, Devin Singletary. You know, obviously this was somebody joined and then made a weird pick and then left and then auto-drafted, but I'm still going to look at the team overall. Take out the second round pick. Basically, he's got JT, J.K. Dobbins, Rashad White, and Dalvin Cook. Not a horrible running back core. But he's only got three wide receivers on the team, which is not enough depth for me. You know, I have to give this team an F outside, you know, just because of the Jake Hohner pick.
Yeah. What is that? Just like, let me throw a frickin' just to mess your draft up, just one pick and walk away. Your ADP is going to be all jacked up, bro.
Oh yeah, you know how people are, man. They just because we randomized it and he wasn't ready for that, and he's like, I'm out of here.
You're probably right. Something crazy like that. That's fine. Whatever. That's okay. Let's go on though. Let's get to the next team here, baby. Denny's in nine. Grabbed him some Bijan. I like some Bijan, eh? Waddle, okay, who were giving a signed jersey away.
Denny's in, you better be subscribed because you need to get on the episode where we give away the Jalen Waddle jersey. You obviously like the guy. We love the guy. We got his jersey, and you could be the one to take it home.
Bring it, baby. I love it. I love it. I love it. Anywho. Got him some Josh Allen as his quarterback. Got some Scary Terry, Christian Watson. You know what I like about this team right here? I like that they grabbed their guy, their main, you know, robust running back, Bijan, who's going to be good, okay? And then they got some guys, some good picks here, some wide receivers. Great for PPR, by the way. And then didn't grab another running back to the sixth round. He knows he's got his main guy, right? I like that. Then he grabbed some Swift. Some James Cook, and then some another B. Robinson, Brian Robinson, all guys who can produce and maybe will produce for your team. So I really like that, Trey.
So this is kind of that hero RB strategy. Instead of zero RB, it's called hero RB. And what that means is your first pick, you take a strong workhorse back running back at your first pick, and then you go receiver heavy, and then you grab a bunch of these guys in the later rounds that can produce for you. It does scare me a little bit for Bijan to be my hero. I know that he's supposed to be great, but we haven't seen him be great. And when you run that hero RB strategy, it's better to take a guy, you know, like a Saquon or a Nick Chubb or something like that over a Bijan. But I know if Bijan your dude and you believe in him, then go for that. But with this kind of strategy, I would rather have one of those guys that have already shown that they can do it in the NFL. Yep. Other than that, I do like this team. It's a little risky with doing that kind of style, but I don't hate it. Terry McLaurin did get injured in that last preseason game. It doesn't sound like it's anything too serious, but he didn't finish the game. So just monitor that when you're looking at Scary Terry. But other than that, I really don't hate this team. It's overall kind of, you know, not the funnest team, but it's not a horrible team. I'm looking to give it about a B-, honestly, maybe even a C+.
I like that. I like the B-. I'll go with that. I like it. It makes sense. Makes sense, baby. Let's go to the next one, huh? What do you say? Moving on to Joe B, which is Yo Man Joe over at Twitch, man. We didn't forget about you, my guy over there. Good people, man. Good people. But, Trey, take it away, my friend.
All right. So just let's take a look at your wide receivers first. He got him some Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, Chris Godwin, Michael Thomas, Jalen Hyatt, Justin Ross. You know, a solid stack there in the front with Hill, Adams, and Godwin. I think you're not going to have any problems all year at receiver. Got you some bench depth with Michael Thomas, Jalen Hyatt, and Justin Ross, which can't hurt. Jumping to your running backs, you got Aaron Jones, Javonte Williams, Jamal Williams, and Zeke, and Jalen Warren. It does scare me a little bit with, you know, the outside of Aaron Jones, which he could be sharing work with A.J. Dillon, is not having a guy that's going to, you know, carry the load for this team at running back. A lot of these guys are going to be splitting work, and some of them maybe even the back half of the work, the less snaps on the field. So it does scare me a little bit at running back. I love George Kittle. I've been grabbing him in all kinds of drafts, especially now that Brock Purdy is the man. It's come out and said Sam Darnold is also the number two, and Trey Lance is looking for a new home is what it looks like it's going to be. So I'm very excited with George Kittle and Brock Purdy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's the right call, man. I really do. I think Trey Lance, you know, he wants to be a starter. He needs his opportunity. You know, I have never been a big Trey Lance, you know, he's never been my guy. You know what I mean? So I would like to see him actually get his opportunity, man, because of all the things I've heard about this guy, everybody loves him. I would love to see Trey Lance get his shot.
Where do you think he should go?
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that, man. I don't know.
Tampa Bay?
No, not Tampa Bay. Negative. Let me think. Where would be a good landing spot? Maybe the Seahawks. They could actually get a quarterback over there. That
Geno Smith is a top eight quarterback on the year year. So
I'm just messing with you. I don't know. Everybody's kind of got their guy now. It's kind of hard to tell. I don't know where he could go. Maybe somebody. You know, maybe Geno, if he has a rough year. You know, maybe he can come in and, you know, like take over. I don't know. I mean, I just don't see a spot he could go where he's going to have like starting potential immediately. What do you think?
The only spot that I could think of, and it was just off the top of my dome, as soon as I read the report that Sam Darnold was the two, was the Raiders. You know, with Jimmy G and his 1 year contract and them, you know, having problems with him in the preseason with his surgery and worried he won't pass a physical and all these things that they've already got going on over there. I know that the Raiders aren't normally known to have a running quarterback. Maybe that's what they need because they obviously aren't winning Super Bowls.
Dang. Tell it like it is, baby. Tell it. No, that feels right. I mean, that feels like a good fit. The Raiders feels like a good fit for Trey Lance. I could see that. Makes sense. Anyway. We're doing something, weren't we?
We were grading big Joe B's team.
Okay. Sorry, buddy. We got off on a tangent there. But yeah, no, it looks great. I love the Tyreek Hill and the Adams start off the rip. Then you grab Jalen Hurts, Aaron Jones, who's being overlooked, I mean, a lot. But I love Aaron Jones. I had him last year, and he was great. Super high in a lot of running back categories, Aaron Jones is, and still being overlooked. I think his ADP has rose just a little bit, so I think people are kind of starting to realize that. But and I like Godwin. I think Godwin for PPR, this guy always has a ton of targets, and I think he's going to continue to get those targets. And then Michael Thomas, I think, you know, I don't know if he's going to be like a target monster, but I think he's going to have a lot of big plays, Trey.
Yeah, and I definitely look at this team, and I think that this team is going to have a very solid starting lineup. You know, in the bench, you know, when you're drafting your bench, you're grabbing guys that you're hoping are going to do good. You don't know that they're going to do good. That's why you got them on your bench. Mm-hmm. So this dude could do some waiver work with the bench and everything like that. I think this is a solid team, though, especially with the receivers and the quarterback and the tight end room. Mm-hmm. I mean, all he's lacking is an RB2, in my opinion, and he might have one on there. So
we might. You're right.
I give this team a solid B+.
I like that. I'll go with the because he's got great wide receivers in a full PPR draft. He's got a great quarterback, solid tight end. He's got the thing that I'm always talking about, and that's having your hero, I guess you could say, your big guy. Have a good guy in every spot. He's got Tyreek and Adams, actually. Both really can be your main guys. Jalen Hurts, Aaron Jones, Kittle, right there. Boom. He grabbed people that can hold down their respective position right there, dude. I love it. I like exactly, it. And I like the B+. I like it a lot. But we got another one. Let's go to Big Z. Big Z, that's our boy over there. I'm glad this guy got in here. Let's see. Started off strong with the Cooper Kupp, A.J. Brown, Keenan Allen. I love the wide receivers, obviously. The running back room is you know, obviously just a little I like some more solid guys. I know there are people that are very high on Akers and think that Akers is going to be, you know, really great. AJ Dillon, you know, if something happens to Aaron Jones, God forbid, because I love me some AJ, the other AJ will come in and clean house, you know. What do you think, bud?
Yeah, you know, this is that kind of zero RB look he's got going on here. And Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown, Keenan Allen are going to hold this team together with the Justin Herbert stack. Dallas Goedert at tight end, I like. But, you know, the running backs suffer when you run that zero RB. Yeah. And, you know, Travis Etienne, I still think he's going to be solid. Cam Akers, I hope he's going to be solid. He has the ability and everything for him to be solid. But Cam Akers is Cam Akers and is going to do Cam Akers things. So it does scare me a little bit. But I think, you know, when you go zero RB, you got to take risks. And he grabbed the right guys to take risks on, I think. So,
yeah,
I definitely like this team because it's not my cup of tea. I'm going to have to go with a B-.
I like that. I'll go with a B, just a regular B, just because the quarterback's solid. It's not my Cooper cup of tea either, but the wide receivers are so solid. He's got Goddard as his tight end. He's got depth. Russell Wilson down there, just in case. Tyler Allgeier, a little bit of guys. But like you said it perfectly. You said You know, when you do this, that zero RB, you got to get some guys that, you know, you're going to willing to take chances on. And I think, like you said, he did get the right guys. So great job, man. Great job. Go with a B. I like it.
Great job, indeed.
Indeed, my friend. Let's go to the next one, buddy. We got a couple teams left. Take it away, my guy.
Team 9, he got – let's look at his receivers first. Stephon Diggs, Marquise Brown, Jahan Dotson, Adam Thielen, and Tyler Boyd. Not too much depth at receiver, but just the right amount, I think. Any less, and it would have been a little scary for me. But you got Diggs, who's going to be your main guy. Marquise Brown, I'm hearing a lot more good things about, but he does scare me just a little bit with the way Arizona might not even have 4 offensive plays a game. Jahan Dotson, I am loving, especially at his ADP. This dude was a menace in the preseason and felt to me like got the most targets out of everybody, and looked the best on the field. You know, Scary Terry was doing his thing, but Jahan Dotson just looked like if he broke one tackle the right way, he is gone. That dude is quick. So I really like Jahan Dotson. You got Patrick Mahomes, can't go wrong there. Najee Harris, Breece Hall, and David Montgomery. It's a two RB league, so you can always flex receivers and stuff like that. Darren Waller at your tight end, I love. And Najee and Breece is not the best running back stacked, in my opinion, but it's not the worst either. So, you know, what do you think about it?
I mean, I like Najee. I like, of course, Mahomes. And again, it's that thing I'm saying, a solid guy in each position to hold down their respective positions. You got Diggs, you got Mahomes, you got Najee or Hall. You know, people are scared with the whole Dalvin Cook thing, you know, which makes sense. I get it. But I think Breece Hall is still going to get work and could still produce as a definitely at least an RB2. Maybe an RB1. Who knows? It depends. We don't know what that's going to look like. Darren Waller. What, they had to take him off the field so Daniel Jones would throw it to other receivers, bro? That's exactly. Something. That's the tight end I want, bro. That's no the doubt. Guy I want. Definitely, no man. I love Jahan Dotson. Marquise Brown, I'm not super big on. I know you like him a little more than me. You know, I'm just scared of touching basically anything that's in the Cardinals. But I like this team. I like it. You got some Kirk Cousins just in case. He's got both the quarterbacks from the quarterback show. Thielen for depth, Boyd, great depth, Dalton Kincaid in case this guy busts off. I like it in case Waller gets hurt, like he, you know, seems to do from time to time. But I like it. This team is decent, man. I like it with a C plus.
I agree with you. I just think this guy needs to watch a little less Netflix and focus on ADPs and these running back scores, and he'll be all right. But I like a C plus.
God, what a you know, I like the show, just for the record. He's just playing.
It was a good show, yeah.
It was. He's just playing. Anyway, I like it, though. I like it. Let's go to the next one, baby. We got 3 more left. Let's go to the next one here. So they got Saquon, Amon-Ra, Mark Andrews, Joe Mixon, James Conner, Justin Fields. I mean, look at these. Look at this. This is. I like this a lot. Look at these wide receivers, bro. Lockett, Gabriel Davis, Sutton, Odell Beckham, Romeo Doubs. All guys that are going to be kind of guys that you can mismatch, switch in and out every week to probably get you some all right stuff going on over there.
I like how you said Romeo Doubs with a Boston accent.
I always say it like that. Romeo Doubs.
Oh, Romeo Doubs.
I feel like that's how it's pronounced. Is that not right?
No, I mean, it is. It's just you got to say it with a Boston accent to get it right, so I like it.
I've been doing that a lot. I can't believe you haven't caught that yet.
But I do like this team a lot. This is the kind of team I look to draft. I like going, you know, with the Saquon and Amon-Ra, getting both those guys. You know, obviously, I've talked about that. Mark Andrews, you know, I'm not a huge believer in, but I understand why you grabbed him. Joe Mixon, I think, has been a major value in drafts this year. James Conner is also value if he can actually do what he needs to do and the team lets him. Justin Fields, I've moved up a lot higher on my list, so I do like that grab. And then just the sea of wide receivers, starting with the Seahawk, Tyler Lockett. I do like the slew of receivers you got there. You got your solid wide receiver 1 to handle, and then you got the backups that you can move in and out, and then you got your solid RB1 and RB2, and then you can flex around with it. So this is a very versatile team, and I like it. I want to give it an A, but it's just, I don't know that I can do that just yet. I got to give it a B+.
I like a B. I like a B, just a regular B here. Yeah, and that's just because, you know, I like a few more running backs. I like to use running backs in my flex spots, you know, preferably obviously for full PPR. You're going to want those ones that are catching more balls out of the backfield. But I like it. I like the slew of wide receivers. Yeah, I'm going to go with a B here. Great team, though. Great team, buddy.
Moving on to Eric's team.
Eric. And he said earlier, thoughts on my team went a little overboard with the zero RB. LOL. What do you got, buddy?
Well, he starts off with CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson, DK Metcalf, Lamar Jackson, and Drake London. Doesn't get his first running back to the sixth round, but gets him some Alexander Mattison, Isaiah Pacheco, Antonio Gibson, and Zach Charbonnet. Not the worst zero RB I've ever seen. I mean, you say you got carried away, but I don't hate the running backs that you grabbed with that style. I think the receivers I wish were just a little bit better with the zero RB strategy, but I don't hate them at all. It's just not a kind of team that I would personally draft with some of these guys, but a lot of these guys are going to perform, and I have a lot of them in the top 15. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I don't hate this team at all. What do you think?
I like the I maybe they're not guys that you're preferable to, but these are all guys that are, you know, expected to be, like you said, well, maybe Metcalf, maybe a little outside of the top 10, but all solid guys. Garrett Wilson, CeeDee Lamb, Drake London, I think all are going to do well. Lamar Jackson, you know, and then the running backs, all guys that have basically a couple of guys that have solidified their role, Madison and Pacheco. You do got Gibson over there, who I think is a sleeper, as he always is. I think he's going to help your team. I mean, it's probably not my cup of tea either. These are all guys that I really, you know, with the exception of a few who I don't want to like enjoy watching and rooting for, so it would be harder for me to enjoy the wins as much, I guess you could say. But it's a good team. It is definitely a good team. I like it as a B.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just I'm like biased against not liking some of these players personally.
Yeah.
But they are good for fantasy, so I have to agree with you on the B. It's just not the guys that I want to watch play on the field.
Exactly. And like I said, it is a good team. It's just, you know, it's just not a fun team. But yeah, let's move on to the last team and probably the worst on this
America's list. Team.
Shout out Commissioner Cooper. but yeah, let's take a look at this guy's team, man. Look at this guy. He goes Chubb. All right. First of all, I want to say he did draft at the 12 spot here. So let's give him kind of a little break here. No, I love it. I love Chubb. I love Henry. We're going to see Chubb, I think, this year getting a little more work in the backfield. So for full PPR might be the right call. Derrick Henry, he had more passes last year than he has in a long time. And something that I've said about Derrick Henry, if you can get him to the second level, to those safeties and whatnot, he is just going to slink, knock those guys out, man. So if you start throwing him the ball, he's already in the second level. Derrick Henry is a monster right there, man. So I think they definitely need to get this guy the ball more. Joe Burrow, of course I love Joe Burrow, man. Joe Burrow, your quarterback's solid. Your running backs, Kamara, McKinnon, all great late round value. I love the value there. Love it. And then you got your solid guys. You got your Chubb, you got your Henry. And then let's go to the wide receivers. Amari Cooper, I love. Brandon Ayuk, I love. Jordan Addison, I mean, I want to love him. Maybe I'm going to love him. We'll see what happens. You know what I mean? Cooks, I love him too. Nico Collins, my guy, the horn I've been blowing for months. I did see you snipe him during the draft. I didn't say anything, but I did see it happen, my friend. It did not just go over my head. yeah, I like this team a lot. Geno is your second quarterback. Burrow, I don't know how I could not give this team an A. I'm sorry. I got you, man. It's like you were drafting for me, buddy. It's like you were
Central in this house.
It's like you were drafting for me, bro. Look, you got Chubb, Henry, Burrow, Cooper, Ayuk, all guys that I've been talking about. Dalton Schultz. It's a great team, buddy. It's a great team. You did a great job.
It's best to end with an A. You know what I mean? You can make Fs all year long, but on that final grade, you get that A.
There it is.
There it is, buddy. There it is. Man, that was a good draft, bro.
And there it was.
Yeah, that was fun, man. That was a good one, huh?
No doubt. Yeah. A little technical difficulties, but we made it back and we will be back and giving away a Jaylen Waddle jersey. So make sure one last time, if you guys are not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the notification bell. At the beginning of the season, we're giving away an autographed Jaylen Waddle jersey. He's on America's team. We're trying to get that to stick, but you know, shout out Coop. Get you in there, get the jersey. We're going to put you on the wheel, comment on there. We're going to throw you up there, spin you around, and maybe he could be yours.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And don't forget, your boys are on Patreon now. Go to patreon.com/fourthandflex. Get on there, man. We're going to help you with your team. We're going to help you with your lineups. We're going to help you with your waivers, man. So how about that one-on-one with your boy, me and Trey, people whose lives are fantasy football. We'll get in there and we'll help you, man. We'll help you get to the playoffs, and we're going to do our damnedest to get you a fantasy championship, baby. And that can all be yours for a cheap price on Patreon. Also, you support the show, you support your boys. We've been called one of the most underrated fantasy football podcast. So just saying, check us out over on Patreon. And don't forget that we got merch. We got everything you need, man, to be sporting your stuff, man. And they're all great colors. So many colors to choose from. I'm constantly updating, putting more products out there, man. People love our logo, man. And you want that bad boy on your shirt or on your hoodie or hat, get that thing, man. And you can get it. It's relatively cheap. Support the podcast yet again, man. We appreciate it so much. Trey, final thoughts. Listen, we got 2 weeks, maybe less than 2 weeks to the season. What do you got?
It's time, baby. The time is now.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Well, then thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.